FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Lillian Curry.
My name is Cole Raymond.
And this is
the Weekly Stool Edition.
Special Edition.
Special Edition.
O and P.
Yes, that's right,
two
folks.
Two for the price of one.
We've decided to join together the forces of O and the forces of P together. Because
we had a really hard time finding O artists, and we are not about to play Owl City for our
an hour.
Dedicated listeners for an hour.
We do have some O's
or
for
One
you.
Direction, despite yeah. the constant stream of requests that I got to hear.
Yeah, we're not doing any One Direction. No, we're not even going to get to numbers.
We're not
so
even. Yeah.
No 5 seconds of summer.
No.
None of that.
Sorry,
y'all.
Sorry, guys.
We're starting with the O's and the P's today.
In addition to. Yeah, so another reason. In addition to that point,
I have another.
As we know, unfortunately, our beloved co-host Cole Raymond is abandoning me for a second semester to go do things in Germany for whatever reason.
It's gonna be amazing.
And so this way we're gonna get through all the letters.
I can do the radio show from there. Like, all you have to do is put me on speakerphone and like.
Oh, that
I'm
would
here.
Actually be really fun.
Yeah, I would totally do that.
But yeah, so doing O and P together this week means we can get through all our letters this semester.
Yes, and we'll get to Z by the time the semester is over,
instead of stopping at Y, which would just be unfortunate. Yeah. I don't know what we're gonna do for Z. Like,
dude, there's a bunch of Z's.
Okay, we'll be fine.
We'll get to it. We'll get to
we'll
it.
Figure it out. X is gonna be hard too. We'll just play XXX for an hour.
It's not gonna be hard.
Clean versions only.
We could do like X, Y, Z, and then the last one can be like
numbers.
Best of, maybe.
Oh, our favorites
ever.
I hate that. I can't. You know when someone walks up to you and they're like, "Hey, Cole,
what's
your
favorite
song?"
Oh my god!
If you could watch one movie for the rest of your life,
oh my god, I just wouldn't. I would refrain from all film or music or anything if I had to listen to one thing. That's
agreed.
An awful question.
Agreed. So what song are we going to kick things off with, Mr. Raymond?
Oh, we're kicking things off with a good buddy of mine, my cousin, Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Dana. His band, Phone Boy, has been like blowing up ridiculously. I played their first song in our first episode, but now that it's actually appropriate, since it's Phone Boy, you know, with
Pa-phone.
A P.
Yeah, like OP, you know.
They have over 200,000 streams on Acid Girl, which is their biggest single, which is crazy to me.
You're my acid girl.
And almost 20,000 active monthly listeners, which is crazy to me. But he's insanely talented. You can hear him singing in the second verse of this song. It's their most recent single. It's called 1987.
I bumped this song for my friends this summer.
And they all loved it.
They all loved it.
How could you not love this song? The song is great.
It's great. Very well done, Ricky.
So this one's for Ricky. This one's
for... Tennis claps for you.
Tennis claps for Ricky Dana. And the two other boys over at Fun Boy. I hope
you guys
they're doing
are
great too. All right. Well, here's 1987 by Phone Boy, released in August of this year.
Enjoy.
Until I heard that cigarettes like to me a picture of you. Of you. Paint me a picture of you. Paint me a picture of you. Of you.
All right, quick tip. If you got your laptop plugged into, you know, the radio station, put it on Do Not Disturb so people can't call you in the middle of songs.
Agreed.
Ricky just called me because I called him in the middle of the song because I was going to show him that it's happening, but he called right when the song was ending. So never mind on that.
Hope you guys love that jam.
Yeah, I
so
love it
good.
So much.
Big fans, big phone boy fans.
Big phone boy fans.
Fans, P-H-A-N-S.
And hopefully they'll be over here for a Lafayette Interdisciplinary Musical Society show, LIMS.
Oh, yeah. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah, we're having a meeting today at 6.
Where's the meeting, Cole?
The meeting is in Kirby 106, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, come.
I'm going to confirm
Everyone
that.
Everyone come. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll have phone boy down here. We'll have...
We can get to know each other in person.
I know. You can meet Ricky himself. Yeah, it's at Kirby 106.
At 6.
At 6.
So listen to the show and then come on over to Kirby.
Yeah, I want to take up your entire night. Like, I just want...
2 hours of
I want
Cole
your
show.
Whole night to be, like, Cole-based.
Oh, God, that sounds like fun.
It sounds like fun, actually.
So, yeah. Up next, one of my and Cole and my favorite artists.
One of mine and Cole.
It's Cole and my, because okay. It'd be like my
yeah,
favorite.
Yeah.
Artists right now.
Polo and Pan.
Woo! Go off. We went to New York City to a show of theirs a little while ago.
Terminal 5.
It
was crazy. It
was a wild time. Definitely made my top 10 concert list. Recommend 10 out of 10.
Recommend.
They have a show in Philly in the next month, which you can check out.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard them before, welcome. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get some deep French house pulsing through your ears right now.
I think it's actually Portuguese.
I think the language is Portuguese, but I think they're definitely
French.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're learning new things every day here at WJRH. So yeah, hope you guys like this vibe.
Yeah, another... everybody better be club dancing right now in their
Just
room.
Just Okay, so this is Nanya by Polo y Pan. Enjoy. Thank you.
That song is epic.
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 So epic. Yeah, so that's a great album.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's by Polo and Pan. It's great, as you just heard. So
as you just heard.
If you want to do some more dancing, just hit up Polo and Pan.
They have a range of vibes also.
Yeah, they do. It's mostly like tropical kind of
like
house.
Beach music.
But like
deep.
Some of it's beach, like really like blah, 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 and some of it's like, you know?
Yeah. It's like a Sunday afternoon into evening kind of.
Yeah,
artist.
I like that. That's a good description.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, the next song up is from one of my favorites, PJ Morton. He's a gospel singer and organist. He's amazing. And this is from his album Gumbo from 2017. It's called Sticking to My Guns. My band tried to pull this off. We could not do it. It is too hard. So, you know, maybe if one of your bands wants to try it out, the
full
listeners,
send, full, send.
Full send, try it out, send it to us. So yeah, this is Sticking to My Guns by PJ Morton.
Enjoy.
Hope you like it. Yeah, so we're going to forego the religious rant that comes at the end of that song, because this is a college radio station. I mean, unless you want to like have some deep talk about like religion and society and history.
I mean, I totally would be down.
But we only have an hour.
But we only have an hour.
That's true.
Yes.
And we got to get on to more P's and more O's, right? Haven't had any O's yet, actually.
We'll fix that.
We'll fix it.
We were about to fix it with Oliver Tree.
But explicit.
Explicit.
Anyways, here we got some Paul McCartney for all y'all. This song is called Ram On. It's got some great ukulele in the beginning. So if you're a ukulele cover artist, definitely check this one out.
If that's you.
If you find yourself posting black and white videos of yourself singing and playing ukulele on your Instagram story, be sure to check this song out. Because it's not...
If you're a Visco girl.
Yeah. Because it's not... what's that song? It's like, give me a second, I need to get my stories. Yeah, it's not that song. So anything that's not that song is something you're going to want to look at.
Yeah.
As a ukulele artist.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
This is Ram On,
yes,
by Paul McCartney.
I would like to dedicate this song to my dog, Scout.
Oh, R.I.P.
May she rest in peace.
Cole's dog died today.
Last night.
I'm really bad at like consoling people when their pets pass away.
You don't have to be. That's not something you can be good at, really.
But I feel like some people are really like empathetic to it, and I just don't know
what it's going to be like for me to come home and my dog's not there, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's,
and
yeah.
Scout's not going to be there. She's not going to be. There's this one spot where she sits on the couch.
In the crevice.
The couch has a permanent mark of where she sits because she sits there all day.
By the window.
Yeah. She was 13.
The song's for Scout.
This one's for you, Scout. I love you.
Okay, enjoy, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
We're back. I'm just on FaceTime with Ricky right now. He was just thanking me for playing the song. Say hi real quick.
What's good?
You're on the radio.
Yo, I'm on the radio right now. That's dope.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. All right, Ricky. I'll see you later.
Bye, Ricky.
Yeah, do that.
Stream Phone Boy on Spotify.
Anyways, we had to get some O's in there because it's been only P's.
Now we have one O.
We have one O coming up. So this song is called Tramp by Otis Redding. And it's kind of a back and forth between him and Carla Thomas. And if you've ever heard... Lillian.
I'm sorry.
Snapchat stories during radio.
I know. I was excited because I saw Cole Raymond's Snapchat story.
Okay. You see my name, you click on it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I watch very few
stories. Well, anyways, this song, I don't know if you've heard For Free. I mean, of course you have.
Yes.
By Kendrick. It's kind of like a back and forth between like him and this girl, and they're talking about, you know, their relationship and
that kind of thing.
It gets very intense. But I've always thought that that song was based off of this Otis Redding song from a long time ago. So, you know, if you have For Free by Kendrick, stored in your head, bring out that file right now and tell me if I'm right.
You're right. I think you're right.
We haven't even heard it yet.
I know. You're usually right.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Okay. So this is Tramp by Otis Redding and Carla Thomas.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Tramp.
What you call me?
Tramp.
Well, you did.
You don't wear continental clothes or Stetson hats.
But I tell you one doggone thing. It makes me feel good to know one thing. I know I'm a lover.
A tramp.
What?
That's right. You haven't even got a fat bankroll in your pocket. You probably haven't even got 25 cents.
I got 6 Cadillacs, 5 Lincolns, 4 Fords, 6 Mercs, 3 T-Birds, Mustang. Oh, I'm a lover.
Prove it by me.
My mama was. My papa too.
What?
I'm gonna tell you what I'm
gonna tell me.
Why is wearing overalls an insult?
And that's what it sounds like when Cole and I fight.
You wear overalls.
You need, like, a shower.
Shut up.
You need a shower. And Cole starts crying.
Yeah. That's basically how it goes.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Chugging right along.
What percentage of this show do you think is us just saying filler words?
Most like, of it, like
all right,
60%.
And let's move
okay.
on.
We're like,
yeah.
Or awesome.
Whoa.
It's just ad libs. We could just ad lib, record our ad libs, and make a
soundboard,
a sound clack.
We could make a sound clack with all of our board messages and word songs. And then we can put them all together onto a bitmap. And then send it in a PDQ to an inbox.
Okay. Next on the stool, we have...
Next up on this stool.
On this stool, my roommate actually...
And on this stool.
My roommate actually hooked me back into this song that I hadn't heard in a really long time. And she played it. She just like was whistling it one morning like 3 weeks ago.
Danny's a big whistler.
Yeah, we're all big whistlers actually. It's kind of strange. I would get in trouble in high school for whistling in the hallway. It was like the one thing I got in
Seriously?
Trouble in high school for. Yeah, because my whistle's really loud and piercing.
Do a little whistle for us. Ooh. If I was any closer to you, I'd be closing my ears right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it just kind of pierces sometimes.
Do you want to hear my whistle? No, you don't.
No, I don't. Yours is really that loud.
Mine is extremely loud. Okay, I'm going to do it.
Yep. Okay.
Do you hear that? I turned around because I didn't want to blow out
you
all of your ears.
I didn't hurt anyone. So up next, we have Young Folks.
Young Folks.
Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Who's John?
I don't know. He doesn't have a last name.
We got Peter, Bjorn, and John. Maybe it's Peter and John Bjorn.
This is the kind of song that everyone knows, but they don't know they know, which I love. So, yeah.
So, hopefully you already know this
so
song.
Hopefully, I mean, you're pretty sure you already will know the song. It's an oldie. But
it's an oldie, but a goodie.
Goodie. Not that oldie.
2007, that's pretty
2007,
old.
2007, which to me feels like eons ago.
That's old.
Yeah.
That's where old people are from, 2007.
Yeah, we weren't around then.
Yeah, we weren't seven.
We weren't 7 years old. I'm covered in glitter still.
Anyway. Wasn't that like a month ago?
Every time I look at myself, there's glitter everywhere. So yeah, this is Young Folks. Enjoy.
Young Folks. right when that song came on, I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this one? Of course, this one.
Oh, yeah. The one that's like.
Yeah. Everyone knows that whistle. It also sounds like the beginning of like 20 other songs.
Yeah.
Which you also probably know. You know? Yeah.
It was a good beat. It was a good jam.
Good jam. Good indie vibes.
Good indie vibes from 2007.
That was a good year. 2007 was a good year.
Yeah, it was. Let's go back, guys.
God.
What? I'm seven.
Okay.
That wasn't funny. You don't have to laugh if it's not funny.
You had to be here for that to be funny.
Yeah. That's the way a lot of things go in this studio. I don't know. I have no idea how this is received over the internet. Like,
yeah, I could never.
If
listen
you're listening to this,
us.
Yeah, you're just listening to these two weird kids just like say nothing and play music. I don't know.
But they're kind of fun.
It's kind of fun. It's fun for me. It's definitely my favorite part of the
hour
week.
Of the week. Yes. Every time I'm in here, I say that. It's so true.
Every single time. And I'll post about it on my story every time. I'll do it. So that y'all listen.
What's next, Cole?
Oh, what's next? Next up is Parquet Courts. Another P, because O is just, it's just out of style now. O is over.
Yeah. We apologize for the lack of O's this week.
Yeah, I know. If you have a band.
We're compensating for it with the P's, but I still feel kind of bad.
Yeah, I feel bad for the O's. You know, if you know anybody who's got an O band, tell them that I'm sorry.
And we're thinking of them and keeping them in our prayers.
Keeping them in our hearts forever.
In our hearts, yeah.
So let's flash back to Governor's Ball 2016.
Oh, Lord.
jamming out in the crowd, moshing around.
I think that was the first year I went to Governor's. Maybe I went 2015 first, and then 2016. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a time.
But anyways, Parquet Courts was playing there, and it was very crazy, and I'd never heard it before, and I was dancing around. I was having a great time. So now I'm going to share that with all of you. This is the song that we all put our arms around each other for and like did like a Rockette-style like kicking routine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you might want to try that out, you know? So I'm going to put this on.
Paul and I are going to go kick.
Yeah, we're going to be kicking. We better see all of you out there kicking too. Rockette style. If you need some help.
You lift your knee and yeah. then you extend
so
your
it's,
leg.
So it's right knee, right leg. Left knee, left leg. But you go to the opposite side. So it's like right knee on the right leg going to the left. And then the whole leg. And then the left knee goes to the right.
Thank you for that. Thank you for
that. Yeah, maybe quick look up like a dancing tutorial for that. And then
if you've never danced
before. If you've never danced before, this is the time for you.
Okay, this is One Man, No City.
Yes.
By Parquet Courts.
Let's go.
City. One man solitary and no city.
We put this song and Lily goes, this is the song that you get lit to? Like, this is the one?
I really couldn't picture people at like a big music, imagine like
no,
a music festival.
No, everybody was dancing.
And like, that's the song that gets you hyped.
No, it was great. Lillian, you were there.
I know, but I wasn't at that concert. Like, it's
you know,
fine.
You had to be there. It's just
I
another
was at, like,
one of those things.
ASAP Mob or something. Not
nah, I was at Parquet Courts,
not
baby.
Parquet Courts.
At the Honda stage.
So funny.
The Honda stage.
So yeah, that was good. That was. Yeah. Thank you, Cole, for that really, really beautifully drawn image. I would like to shout out.
Do you
want to
hear the rest of the story? Come up to me later this week.
He would love to tell you all about it.
Yeah.
I would like to shout out my pledge class. For
what's
being
that?
My sorority pledge class that I'm in, which I just joined.
AP Alpha Phi.
Everyone's being really supportive of the show, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, shout out AP girls.
Shout out AP girls.
Yo,
everywhere.
Is it just me, or is AP stacked?
AP
are they like
amazing.
Super stacked?
We're proud to be AP
with the sophomore class.
The sophomore class, yeah. Especially. So up next. This is a tune from back in the day from me and my friends from home. It's called Why I.
Why I
love the moon.
Three eyes.
Three eyes, all lowercase for no reason.
It's chill, okay? They don't really care that much.
Squiggle edgy.
Yeah.
And by Phony People. I don't know. I like the song for a while. It's kind of cute.
Phony People is great.
I also love the moon. I'm a big moon person.
You're always like, look at that moon!
Full
look
moon,
at that moon!
Half moon. Waxing crescent.
Waning crescent. Waxing gibbous.
Waxing gibbous.
Waning gibbous.
You know, all stages of the moon. I don't discriminate.
You like all of them?
I like all of them. All of them. That's why I love the moon, man.
That's why I love the moon.
So yeah, enjoy. Why I
why I love the moon.
That's why I love the moon. Every night it's there for you. It's constant, unlike these human beings who lie about what it seems to be. You think the earth is where you stand. That's why I love the moon, 'cause it's always there for me. Every night about my window, and that's why I love the moon, 'cause it's always there for me. Every single night I look outside, right there for me, and
And watches every time we make exchanges. We're slaves locked in a box and use our minds just to escape all the same. I'm tired of the pain. Love is blind to the flame. That's why I look up, never hide behind the skies in the rain. Promises cooked up, exercising through denying the pain. That's why I look for ways to find whatever lies in the rain. Cause shit changed. I don't blame my father for lamping. I believe that help. What I'm trying to grow is just still trying to grow as myself. So understand it when I'm standing taking chances.
All right, that's enough rap. You're done.
All right.
Rap is over at it's WJRH. Fine. No more.
It's fine.
God.
Anyway.
Radio station.
Anyway.
This is a public radio station.
Yes.
That's anyways, we're going to move it right along. Moving right along. Okay, so this is, if you're listening out there, Calvin Sharp. He's my fellow board member for
LIMS,
which is having a meeting at 6 o'clock, Kirby 106.
If you miss that, everybody come.
If you like,
great.
If you like live music, if you like playing music, listening to music, definitely
producing
come down.
Producing music, directing music,
anything.
Costume design.
We're looking for photographers. We're looking for videographers. We're looking for cartographers.
Interdisciplinary artists in the musical field.
We're looking for all kinds of ographers, okay?
Ographers.
So if you're an ographer, definitely come down. But anyways, next up is one of Calvin's songs from his own band called Petty Walker. And this is, I think they're great. This is their most recent release. I guess you can call this a double because it's two songs or like a very short EP.
So it's like a single, but there's two.
It's a single, but there's a bonus song. So
single plus one equals a double.
Yeah, so this is Funny by Petty Walker. Shout out to Calvin Sharp. This is a short one, a minute and a half, so
enjoy
it while it's on. I just wish that was longer.
We love local music.
We love local music. We do. This album cover for that single we just played, that double.
The double.
Is a big red guitar floating in space. So
sounds like my Saturday nights.
Just a big red guitar floating in space around a bunch of rainbows.
Around a bunch of rainbows. And there were some aliens.
Yeah, everybody was there. You weren't there. I was there.
Yeah. Up next, we have another great P band.
What is it?
I have always said Fumviphorate.
That sounds right to me. It's Phumviphorite. Fumviphorite. That sounds good.
I have heard people say Fumviphorite though.
The R isn't before the U.
I know.
I don't know.
Anyway,
the world may never know. Anyway, they're part of 88 Rising,
which
is a cool musical collaboration group that's on the rising. It's on the up and coming.
They have some fun music videos if you're into music videos.
Super cool music videos. They have Rich Brian, Joji, others, Fumviphorite. So this is Lover Boy by Fumviphorite.
It's an indie track.
We're going to try to get through three songs by the end of this next 10 minutes.
Quick. We're moving quick. So don't hate us for fading if that happens. Bye.
Sorry to cut off your jams there.
I know. I really like that song a lot. I don't know.
Got to get through all these songs. It's just got to happen.
You got to do what you got
to
do sometimes.
That was a great song, though, and something I'll definitely be listening to later.
It is really nice. I don't know. It puts me in my feels.
It is really nice. I like the song
a lot. I like this song a lot. Very nice. Very good.
Very good.
Very good. Okay.
All right. Next up, Peter Collins. This guy's vocals, wow. Just like... insane.
Like, wow.
And his guitar playing, insane. And he does the whole thing live. You gotta hear it. You just gotta hear it.
All right.
Amazing.
So we're gonna listen to
stuff.
Love Like by Peter Collins.
Yes, his voice will make you melt.
Oh, good.
Let's melt.
Nobody love me like you do. How can I love like you? Can't nobody love me like you do. How can I love like you? Your love is keeping me sober. me feel a whole lot better than I've ever felt before. I have a new perspective and I'm ready to win. It's all because of you. Your light has taken me over.
Sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm melted.
I'm melted. Wow, that was a beautiful
song.
I'm
fully melted on the ground.
Dang, I kind of want to cry.
We can cry after
we'll
the
cry
show.
After. At limbs.
Anyways, we've come up on our last song for the day.
I know. How sad,
really sad.
Guys.
You've been listening. You're going to what? You're going to miss us until next week?
Dang it.
Oh, well, you get to see everybody all week. So the only thing you're missing is sitting in that chair.
I love my chair.
That's a good chair.
It's a great chair. You've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Lillian Curry.
And my name is Cole Raymond. And this has been
The Weekly Stool. And always will be
The Weekly Stool. Special edition O&P.
Special ops.
So here we are. We got another O for you. This is our last
O
song.
This is our last O. Our second O of the day.
Second O, final O.
Second and final O. We are notorious for ending on a high note, a banger, if you will.
So this is about the highest you can get.
This is about the highest
notes wise.
In the O genre.
In the notes genre.
Everyone, dance around.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. This is Hey Ya! Exclamation
Woo!
Point by Outkast.
Woo!
Bye bye.
Then what makes something?